I'm glad tonight that he took this black heart and made it whiter than snow. I'm glad that one day he came and he took care of all that. I'll tell you what, I don't know about you tonight, but the longer I serve him, the more I love him. You know, there's people that say, well, I'd like to be a Christian, but I don't think I can. Well, friend, I got news for you. If you're going to do it, nope, you can't do it. But I want to tell you something. I know a man that can give you the little grace you need to be able to do it. I know one. When he takes that black heart and he makes it whiter than snow, he makes a new creature out of us. My Bible tells me that old things pass away and all things become new. Nothing's the same. Today I was studying and I had two different messages bouncing around and I wasn't sure where I was going. And I prayed, Lord, I need to know what you want me to do. I said, I need something to give me a witness what I need to do. I went out and I crawled in my pickup to move it. And when I turned the switch on, the radio came on and they were singing about the blood. And he said, there's your answer. So tonight I'm going to preach to you about the blood. That's what I said to Shelley. Elizabeth got sick, so she couldn't come. But I had a song that I wanted them to sing, and Elizabeth sings it. So then Shelley, she got in her book tonight coming down the road, and she hunted. I told her, I said, I knew they could do it. I knew they could. I got confidence. I'll tell you what, them people have been my right arm. Matter of fact, they've probably been my right and left arms, because they have bailed me out. They've covered and whenever I don't know right what to do, I just call them and they'll come. They'll try to bail me out if they can. I'll tell you what, I appreciate them. I really do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys will never know how much. But tonight, I want to talk to you for just a little bit about the blood. If you got your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 12. And thank you again for the ice water. Whew. Exodus chapter 12, and we're going to begin reading at verse 12. When you find that, will you stand with me in honor of God's word? Just going to read two verses tonight. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you a token unto the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you again for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to look into your word. And Lord, I just ask now in these few minutes that you'd come. And Lord, that you would guide our thoughts. You would guide every word that we say. And Lord, tonight that everything that's said and done would be done to bring honor to you. And Lord, tonight, if there's one here that needs that blood applied, I pray, oh God, allow this to be the night that they come. Allow this to be the night that they surrender all to you. Lord, just come and just settle in our midst in an unusual way tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd come, take full control. You'd lead, guide, and direct in everything that's said and done. For all that you do, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if you see me wiping sweat, don't get excited. That's what I do best, sweat. Somebody said about me sweating. I said, yeah, I don't even need to work to do it. Though I got to do a thing about it, and I can sweat. But and I was sitting today, and I was studying this scripture. And I got to thinking about the blood. I got to thinking about it. Tonight, if I was gonna title the message, I would title it "The Blood Covers It All." You know, As I sat there at my desk today, and I studied, and I got to thinking about the blood, and got to thinking about this, and how they took the blood. If I would have went back and read through the whole thing, they took the young lamb or a young goat. It had to be a first year. It had to be no blemishes. It had to be a perfect. And you know what? That's just what it took for you and I. It took the perfect lamb. And as I sat and I thought about that, I thought how this goes right with us. The Old Testament ties right into the New. The lamb went, they took the lamb out and they slaughtered it and they took the blood and they put it on around the doors. If I would have backed up and read it to you, they took the blood and they put it on the doorposts and on the lintel on the top of the door. And when the angel went over, they saw the blood and they passed over. And I thought of that and I thought how much power is in the blood. How much strength in the blood. You know, today we look around and especially some of these guys are in a butcher shop. They see it all the time. But you know, when you kill something, there's blood, and blood lets a stain. Blood lets a mark. And I thought about that, and I thought how that when they took this blood and they put on the doors. And when the old angel went by, he looked in and he seen the blood. He sailed on by. You know what? You might say, well, what does the blood have to do with me today? Well, for one thing, it's what's going to cover you and I's sins. Unless you come by the way of Jesus Christ through the blood, you aren't going to make it to heaven. It's as simple as that. It takes a blood to be applied if you're going to get in. Then when the blood's applied, it marks your deed paid in full. I'm glad that when I knelt at the cross that, and when I knelt at the altar that night, and I cried out to God, and I said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm glad that he reached down, he took that blood, he dipped it in, and then he took my black heart and he made it whiter than snow. And then he went right on off to the book of life, and he stamped my name in there, and then he went and pulled my deed out from my mansion, and he stamped that thing paid in full. Amen. You know what, to down here, I don't have a mansion. We sang that song, I'm a poor rich man. I'll tell you what, I probably am that. Because riches here, I have none. But I want to tell you something. I'm rich on the other side. I'm rich on the other side. I'm glad that, you know, I watch on TV and they show the people over in England with the Queen and them, and they talk about their royal bloodline. Well, you know what, people? I'm tapped into a royal bloodline. I'm not talking about the Queen's bloodline, but I'm tapped into one the whole lot greater than hers. I'm tapped into a bloodline that blood's going to flow forever and ever and ever, and I'm glad that there's power in that blood. There's strength in that blood. There's healing in that blood. There's cleansing in that blood. More than that, I'm glad that he comes along to me every now and then, and he says, I'm just going to give you a little extra shot. And he gives you a little, you know how you go to the doctors and they'll give you a shot sometimes when you're down. They'll say, we'll boost you up. And that's what he does. He comes along every now and then and just gives me a shot. And then he gives me a boost to keep on. You know what? That's what the blood does for you and I. Friend, I'm here to tell you tonight, there is nothing greater than to know the love of God and have the blood applied. You know, I thought today when I was sitting there, I thought of old Job. You know, when the devil wanted to go to Job, he couldn't get to him. And the devil told the Lord, he said, you got to take the hedge down. You know what that hedge was, don't you? It was a bloodline that was around Job. That's what it was. And I'm glad I can tell you tonight, friend, if you are inside the bloodline of Jesus Christ and the devil comes your way, he's only going to come to that bloodline. He can't cross that thing. People say to me still, well, he's always after me. That's because you and I step out. You and I get too far away from the bloodline. And that's when he comes after us. I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll get under the blood of Calvary's cross, there's security there. There's hope there. There's something there that you and I can count on. You know, there's a lot of things in this world that people thought they could count on, and they all fell to nothing. But I'm here to tell you tonight, if you'll get under the blood of Calvary's cross and you'll get into that, inside that circle of blood, I'm glad you can count on that blood keeping you secure. You know what? I'm glad tonight that when he wrapped you and I, he wraps us in his arms of love. But more than that, he takes that big blanket of blood and he puts around us and he says, now I'll shield you. You know, when I was a kid, when we'd go to bed at night, our upstairs wasn't very warm. And Mom would come over, and she had enough covers on top of us that once you lay down, you couldn't move. And she would come over, and she would lay us, we'd lay down, and she'd roll these covers out. And she'd wrap the hat down around you. Oh, it got us nice and warm. And we didn't sleep with sheets, we slept with blankets. And she would wrap them blankets around you, and it would get nice and warm in there. You know what? That's just like it is with God. Whenever I get, a feeling like I'm all alone and I feel like there's nobody there, that's when he comes and he just takes that great big blanket of love. He wraps it around me and he just says, now, I'll just hold you here a while. You know what? I'm glad every now and then he takes me in his arms. He holds me. You know, it's been a long time since anybody held me. Kelly ain't interested in holding me. But you know what? I'm glad that God still, he can still take me. He can still cradle me in his arms. We have an awesome, awesome God, I'm telling you. I thought, and the blood, you know, the blood that you and I have tonight, that we are a part of, came from one person. Came from one man that hung on an old wooden cross. Had it not been for that cross, had it not been for that tomb, had it not been for all the beatings he took, you and I would have nothing today. We would have nothing to hold on to. But I'm here to tell you tonight, the blood still flows from Calvary's tree. The blood still flows freely for you and I. I'm here to tell you tonight that because of that blood, you and I can have life and have it everlasting. And because of that blood, one day when he comes through, he's not going to pass by. But when he sees the blood, he's going to stop and take you along. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that day when he comes sailing by and he just reaches out and scoops me up and takes me along. And I'm not much of a flyer, but I don't want to miss that flight. I want to be first one in line. I want to be on that baby ready to go, because I know that one ain't going to crash. That one's going to sail right on through to glory. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to tell you something. The blood of Jesus Christ is still flowing inside of this guy. The blood of Jesus Christ is still flowing, and he's looking for those that are lost and undone. You got family, you got friends that are outside the ark. You need to get them in. I'm telling you tonight, it's not going to be long till he's coming back. He's coming for those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's the key to getting to heaven. You know, the Bible says, he said in John, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Friend, it's certainly his blood that's going to get you and I to heaven. It's coming to church every Sunday, being of the highest pair in the church, that's wonderful. That ain't going to get you to heaven. Money is nothing. It's all God's to start with. So he really doesn't need our money. But I want to tell you what he does want. He wants you. He wants us. He wants us. That's what he wants. He's standing tonight with outstretched arms, beckoning you and I to come. He's calling, get under the blood. Get under the blood. It's free. Tonight, I'm closing. Are you under that blood? Are you under the blood? We used to sing an old song, I'm going to stay right under the blood, where the devil can't do me no harm. No harm, no harm, no harm. You know what? That's what's the key to it. Stay under the blood. Stay under the blood, and God will protect you. Tonight, are you under that blood? Are you staying under the blood? If you're not, I urge you, come. You might say, Mike, I'm a Christian. But if you have trouble staying under, get on your knees. Call out to God. Friend, that's the key to it all. We need to call out to him and ask him to one more time just apply that blood. One more time. Give me that unction. Give me that shot. Give me that extra that I need to keep on keeping on. Keep your eyes centered upon him. Let's stand for prayer. Father, we come to you tonight. We do thank you again for this time. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have of just being able to share. And Lord, I thank you tonight for all the blessings you give to us. And Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you, Lord, that the blood still covers it all. And the blood still comes and it still washes our sins away and makes us whiter than snow. And I just ask now that you'd just come and Lord, that you'd just minister in a special way tonight. Pray, Lord, that if there's one here that needs a touch, pray, oh God, right now, just allow them to step out. Allow them, Lord, to just come and bow at the altar, Lord, and just cry out to you. Lord, truly, you are the answer to all our problems. Truly, you are the one that can do, you can come and you can minister to our every need. Lord, I just pray, give strength tonight to those, that one that might be here that's weak, that one that just needs a special touch. Minister to them in a special way. For all that you do, Lord, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. While every head's bowed and every eye's closed, I'm going to ask Shelly and them to play. If you have a need, we invite you to come.